A delegation of county commissioners, traditional chiefs and state parliamentarians from Greater Kapweta region in Eastern Equatoria State arrived in Juba today to launch an international appeal for food aid. The delegation held a press conference where Kapweta North County Commissioner Local Eco warned that food is scarce in Kapweta's markets and prices are skyrocketing. According to Eco, a 50-kilogram bag of sugar has risen to 120 South Sudanese pounds, though he didn't say how much it cost previously. He warns that health officials are seeing higher rates of malnutrition among children, pregnant women and the elderly, and that people are doing whatever they can to survive.
Some went to the bush looking for wild fruits. What happened that due to lack of food, they died while carrying children? Of course, some families also don't have cows, they don't have what, and they try to feed themselves on wild food. So as a result of that, they died. So our call on behalf of Greater Kapweta counties, we appeal to national government and international bodies to intervene to rescue the people. And otherwise, without this intervention, we will witness a disaster.
In addition to humanitarian assistance, Eco is calling on help from the private sector. He says traders can begin bringing in food before the rains begin, washing out roads and making many areas inaccessible.
We also welcome and encourage private sectors to provide food so that those who have cattle, sheep, goat, may sell out to buy food for their families. Currently, as we talk, when you go to livestock market in Kapweta, many animals, goat, bulls, then the market, they even want cheap because no cash in the hand of people and no food in the market. The little food comes, sometimes you find people scrambling over, they're buying with high price.
The Kapweta delegation says food stocks in the region are particularly low due to a four-month drought last year, which was followed by unusually heavy rains that wiped out most of the region's surviving crops. Government spokesperson Dr. Barnaba Marial Benjamin says the delegation from Greater Kapweta is scheduled to meet with the Minister of Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Management to discuss how the government can help avert the potential crisis. For VOA News, I'm Lucy Pony in Juba.